Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Let's talk about love. It is the new year. Maybe there's people out there looking for love. I don't know. You don't know. Maybe you're second time round. Maybe you've had a divorce and you're out there looking for love for the second time. Sharon, the matchmaker with over 30 years experience, 14 matchmaking professionally. Sharon is passionate about spreading the love. Not her own love, obviously. The love of the matchmaking service and the advice. And Sharon works with people sick and tired of looking for love, mainly because of bad choices and the wrong choices. And she joins me now. Good afternoon to you, Sharon Kenny.
Hi, Niall. How are you? Long time no see.
It's been a while. So how's the matchmaker.ie going?
It's going very well. And even more than ever, people are looking for that authentic, real person. A lot of people are moving away from the apps because they feel like people are flicking, they're not meeting up, they're not getting in front of each other, and people want to get
The Tinders and all that, they're a bit shallow, aren't they?
They can be, but people do meet. There's about 1% that meet through them, so they do work for some. But overall, a lot of people that are on them aren't genuinely looking for that long-lasting relationship. They're looking for just to hook up, to meet someone.
For a quick one. But in saying that, nowadays, I suppose, with so many people getting divorced and separated, which is more common now than it would have been 20 years ago, I suppose people are going into a relationship for second time round now. And when they go into that, and I know myself because I'm divorced, when you're going into your second relationship, you're going in knowing what you missed out on in the first one and what you want in the second one. You kind of know a bit more about what you want, don't you?
Well, you do now, because you knew the habits that were in the last relationship, and you said, I'm going to learn from those bad habits, and I'm not referring to you or her, but you've learned from those. I'm not going to make those habits happen again, because we are a creature of habit and we do the same things again and again and again. So if you learn from them, if you write down, okay, do you know what? I was in that relationship for a reason, because we're in a relationship for three things: a reason, a season, or forever. And they're the three main times we're in a relationship. But if you feel that someone is there for a season and you've learned from that person, you've learned your bad triggers, and you have said, I'm not going to make those mistakes again, and you start valuing yourself. It all goes back.
Oh, that's my line. That's my line, Sharon. Value yourself. Yeah. My partner said that to me the day I met her. she said to me, you have to value yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Because what happens in your job and my job, we'd be looking for approval and people would look at us and think we are the most confident people out there. But we, without even knowing, we're looking for approval, and we have to step back from looking for that approval and that validation and say, do you know what? I am wonderful myself. I am enough. I am a strong person. So our thoughts and our beliefs turn into our actions. So if you go on that date and you go in with the wrong attitude and you're not confident in yourself, and confidence is all about trust and trusting yourself to make the right decisions and noticing those red flags and stepping away from those red flags as soon as possible. But what's happening over COVID is people are staying in relationships too long that are broken. And I'm referring to myself. I did it myself. I'm only out of a relationship 2 months now. But I split up before Christmas, knowing that, believe it or not, January the 11th is the highest breakups of relationships out there.
Why is that? I think, do people hang around for the Christmas presents?
Not so much for the presents, but because they don't want to let anyone else down.
Oh,
sometimes there's kids involved and they don't want to let the kids down. Sometimes, for whatever reason, they
will there be a lot of infidelity over Christmas too? Generally, now I know COVID times there was very few office parties, but would there be, generally speaking, a lot of infidelity around the Christmas period?
No, because when you go back to your family and you go back to your parents and you go back to just trying to find yourself, and then at this time of year, what people are going, okay, it's my life. I'm going to make the most of my life. And they should be doing that.
Yeah.
They should be making that change and bringing that energy in. And that energy plus motion is emotion. That emotion in.
I've always wondered when I hear people say, you know, I say, you know, how's the relationship going or whatever? How's the marriage going or whatever? And they go, it's grand. Yeah, I'm content. And I was always one that just, I wasn't happy with the word content. Do you know what I mean?
Because I
think there needs to be more than just contentness in a relationship.
There is. And you sometimes, I had a lady on to me and she was 49 the other day and she was saying, you know, I'm in a marriage. Do you think I should stay? Same thing. I'm content. But I said, well, what happiness can you find in yourself instead of putting that onus on your other partner? You know, men do need their men cave.
Yeah.
They do need that situation. Sorry, the fear of a dog in the background. She hasn't barked all day. She's not so good to let her out. Men like their men cave and they like their space. Now she just barked while I let her out.
Never work with dogs and animals or never children and dogs.
Okay, she'll be lucky if she ever gets in again. And so men like their man cave and their time out. Back in pre-time, say 500 years ago, men would have gone out doing the hunting. Women would have gone out kind of taught the kids about picking the berries. So women are used to those three times.
Do you think that's in our DNA? Do you think it's built into us?
Yeah. Whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
And so men have done that. They've been quiet looking for that animal to hunt. And the women have picked the berries and they've taught for survival. They've taught the kids how to pick the berries. That's why women talk so much, because they're teaching that those children how to live if something happens to them. So
right,
it's
okay.
all about survival.
Let's get to the long-term relationship. So people who are married, right? So let's say they're married 10, 15 years, they're there at the moment, and maybe they think there's a bit of a spark missing at the moment, but they still love the person, and they don't want to leave them. You know, so how do they get the spark back into the relationship? How do they get the love, not just the love, but being in love? How do they get that back into it again?
Well, sometimes you can do it and sometimes you can't, and it depends how far it's gone. But what they have to do, and this sounds so cliche, they have to start loving themselves, because that energy that they give out, if they're kind of saying, I want you to love me again, and they don't, and they feel in their gut that they don't deserve it, and if they don't walk the walk, so you have to walk like as if you've got a bit of a swagger, and you have to feel that confidence and be able to make those jokes again with that other significant other.
Yes.
And you have to be able to do that, because if you think you're going to go into a relationship again and not bring on the best you, so you have to kind of reinvent yourself and say, remember when we did this?
Yeah.
Even take out all photos and say, do you know what? I want to go horse riding again, or I want to go for that walk down Bray Pier again, or Dunleary Pier again, or you have to bring back those stories that you fell in love with. You have to do yourself up and feel that you're valued and feel that you're
make
attractive.
Some memories, make some good memories. And,
bring back those memories. You have to make sure that, you know, that you trust and respect is everything. You have to bring that back, that trust and respect, if there is any anxious there.
So where do we go wrong in relationships? I mean, I know Ashley and myself were talking about this earlier on, and you had sent in something to us in relation to, I suppose, insecurity, neediness, jealousy, all those kind of things. These things are detrimental to relationships, right?
Well, so, the isolation that we're going through now is causing an awful lot of people in each other's faces too much. So like that, back in the day, people used to go out hunting and they get their space and they go away and they do their thing and they come back with the meat and whatever. But now women are depending on their and men on the couple too much. So there's too much codependency going on, rather than turning more towards a friend for this, or turning more towards your mother for this, or your granny for that information. And instead of putting everything on that your other half or your significant other, share that responsibility around, because that's the way we were brought up in that tribal way, that we share that conversation around, that pattern round of discussing different things. So bring back the adventure. You have to bring back your confidence. If you do not have confidence in you and love you, you will not bring that love back to that other person. And what happens is people start spending too much attention, giving too much attention to their kids, and that can happen. And they ignore their partner without even knowing they're ignoring the partner. How long do you sit down and chat to your partner every night? You know, if it's half an hour, that's a miracle. A lot of people aren't spending the time just saying, how was your day? How actually are you feeling? How can we
So, so make it look like you actually care about the other person rather than just ignoring them or wanting them to ask you about your day. And I mean, and I know at the moment with social media, et cetera, there's a lot of the word narcissism is being used quite a lot, probably overused as well, where I suppose one individual in a relationship seems to take too much control. Is that a big problem in relationships? Or has it always been the way that one person wears the pants, so to speak?
75% of people go for like personality, and that's that balanced personality where your hobbies, your interests, you share things and you're balanced. But there are those directed like Trump personalities, and that's 25%, who go for a more relaxed personality as well. So they work. But most people where you start in one way and then one gets more successful in business or successful in whatever, and those personalities change. That's where the breakdown is.
Right.
So you just have to call each other back to that situation and say, do you know what? I've noticed that you're doing a bit too much of this, and I feel that I'm not getting this out of it. So you can say, if you always start with, I feel that, it's not, you're not judging. So it's the judging that breaks down the relationship and creates isolation or, you know, that intensity of neediness that pushes someone away. So I've started doing this course. It's a 21 days dating or relationship challenge, but it's actually called 21 days dating challenge.
Right.
And it's to get people to think of themselves like trees. And my dad used to say everything goes back to nature. So you get your roots right. And that's kind of knowing your values, knowing where you spend your time, knowing what you spend your energy on, knowing what you visualize comes about. So just decide what you really want out of your life and think of yourself as an 18-year-old or whenever you were at your most...
At your prime,
At your prime,
Yeah.
And think of yourself as that and bring that into your roots of the tree. And then it's the story. And people go out on dates and they tell the absolute too much information. They're like, or not enough. So just realize what is your story, and you don't have to give all the bad news.
Yeah.
You can kind of keep it optimistic. The bad news can stay till date four. You know, you don't have to get it out there.
Yeah.
It's not that you're lying. You don't have to say, oh, I lost my house and I lost this and I lost that. Who'd want to sit opposite someone who's constantly
moaning? And the ex was a nightmare when I tell you all about her.
Oh, geez, the minute you hear, if I hear someone say my ex is this, I just go, do you know what? There's a two-way mirror
here. Deal breaker, yeah. So the 21-day challenge, tell us, so you have this on your own Facebook site as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about it. So you have the roots, you decide what you want out of life, I suppose.
Yeah. Then you have to know your story, how to tell your story and what you visualise and what you want to see in the future. So that's when the story of the rings of the tree, and you say, okay, that was a good year. I'm going to remember that and take that into my story. Because what we think about, it's always in our heads and it makes us happier.
Mm.
Like, and you know, when you put on a song, you go, oh, I love this song. I'm going to sing along to it. You can't but be happy.
Yeah. And, it does remind you, every song reminds you of a part of your life as well. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And when you're breaking up from someone, stop listening to those songs. You know,
all by myself.
And then the blossoming is, know your stories, learn how to flirt, learn how to get out there again. So with the 21 days dating challenge, what I'm doing is I'm teaching people how to grow confidence in themselves. There is a thing called FODA, fear of dating again. And it's just to little steps to get out there. Like, know your values, know your purpose, know your love languages, know so much about yourself that if someone asks you a question, that you can answer that question and be authentic. You don't have to be the best looking girl in the room, the best looking guy in the room. You just have to be authentic and be yourself. And when you're that, you're the most beautiful of yourself because you're being true to yourself. And then the blossoming is knowing how to flirt, knowing how to get out there, knowing you're worth it, and just bring the best you to the table.
Sounds like an ad for L'Oreal, doesn't it? I'm worth it. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not what, as Coley says, it's not what I think of you. It's not what you think of me. It's what I think you think of me.
Right, okay.
So,
by the way, there's loads of questions here as well coming in for you, Sharon.
Okay, great.
Yeah, well, and by the way, if anyone wants to send in a question, you can. The number is 087-188-0008. You can WhatsApp or text. That's 087-188-0008. Hi, Niall. I have two babies, both two and under. How do I get the spark back when we're both exhausted, says Mairead? Yeah, that's what happens to couples, isn't it? Once the babies come, they're knackered.
I know, it's so hard, and usually, and that's what happens. You have to take time out. You have to say, listen, you have to say, I am, whether I'm wrecked out of my head, I'm going to put on my sexy underwear or whatever it is, even if it is, I'm going to dress up, I'm going to shock him or shock her in a nice way to get that kind of a feeling of feeling attractiveness back in you. And you might say, I don't have an hour. Well, you have to make that hour. And even if you're that bit tireder the next day, but you learn to let those kids kind of entertain themselves for
lock the bedroom door every now and again.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can both have a sleep rather than do anything else, I suppose.
At 2 years of age, I know they obviously need a lot of attention, but they do sleep, you know, a lot at that age
And can I say to the lads out there, by the way, if your missus has only had a baby recently and under 2 years of age, give her a break. You know, you look after the kids and say, go to bed if you want to for a few hours. She'll love you for that. That's the best thing. It's better than buying her a gold watch.
Oh, absolutely. Say, I feel that you're putting so much energy into the kids. Do you know what? I'm going to run you a bath here. I'm going to pamper her.
Can I get in the bath with her?
Yeah, she'll come back and give you what you want afterwards.
Yeah,
That's it. You know, she will, because she feels he's giving me the attention I need, because that overwhelming feeling that, am I ever going to get a proper night's sleep? And especially if she's 2 under 2, that's shocking.
Yeah, but,
and I was there, so I know this. I remember as well. And it is really hard to get that intimacy at that stage, because you're shattered. But you have to. So get him to run, as you said, Niall. You know, do something nice. It's not the gold watch. It's not the presents.
Yeah.
It's that. That I appreciate what you're doing there.
Yeah.
I appreciate you're raising these little.
Empty
little
the dishwasher. Do the washing. I don't know. Do something. Yeah. Okay. The other one. Here's another
question.
But
always ask, because if her love language is affirmation, or if her love language is touch, or if her love, whatever her love language, just listen to them and say, okay, she obviously wants me to give her a hug now. I give her a big hug now. Or she wants me to, as you said, empty the dishwasher, put out the bins, whatever it is. I'll do that and say, now, and go back and say it to her, because you don't want to be taken for granted. So go back and say,
okay.
And say it in a nice way.
Now we're running out of time, Sharon. I have three more questions to throw at you here. Okay, so I'm going to just throw these quickly at you.
Okay.
I'm in my mid-60s and by myself. I feel like I will never find love again. Is it too late for me?
Well, my mum was 66 and she found love again for another 20 years. Now he's just passed away. But there you are, 66.
Yeah.
So,
it's never too late.
And I had a client, 83, and he got the single supplement on the cruises. And he says it's cheaper to sign up with you at 83 than...
Where would you recommend the 60-year-old go? Or go online or do it? Maybe, I don't know if they're good online.
Obviously, I'd recommend her to come
to the matchmaker.
And do you get on
your website on matchmaker.ie? Do you get many 60-year-olds?
Oh, absolutely. That's the latest 50 now.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Where everyone's
60
getting
is the new 50. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, 60 is the new 50. Absolutely.
Right. Okay.
And the ladies are quicker to come to it than the guys. So I have more ladies in that age group in Dublin. But down the country, I'd have more men in that age group. So it differs. But it is about getting out there. It is so lonely out there. Like my mum, 83 now, and she's just lost her partner. And I said, don't even ask me, mum. Don't even ask me.
Okay, here's another one here. I'm a single mother and I never know whether to tell a guy on a first date I have children. If I feel like when I do, they run for the hills. What is the right thing to do?
Well, if they run for their hills, he's the wrong guy. So tell them you are who you are. Be honest and say it out there. And do you know what I see? People who don't say it, they get to the third date and they feel that the trust is broken because it has never been said. So, yeah, just say, you know, I have a kid. Now, if you're out having a dance and you're just kind of having a bit of fun that night, but the minute you start feeling some chemistry and that connection, two things, connection and chemistry, the minute you feel those coming in, be honest, be upfront, say it out.
Okay, there's a few questions coming in here, by the way, in relation to libido and sex drive, and I don't know whether this is your department or not,
it
right?
It is, yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
Okay. But in saying that, I suppose the general question is, what happens if one person is very interested in sex and the other person is not? And now that could be male or female. Primarily, yeah. I suppose, as women get older, menopause can affect things like that as well. But anyway, and you
now
know,
you're wrong there, Niall. In okay. a lot of cases, menopause can be there for a certain amount of time, but the sexual drive can come back, and it can come back more.
With a bang.
Because yeah, because the women now who are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, or whatever, they wouldn't have known as much about sex intimacy back then, and they've learned so much more. There's so much more toys. There's so much more out there. So,
but I do hear lads saying, you know, oh Jesus, that was only once last year. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
on my birthday.
It's shocking the amount of times I hear that. But even if you're not interested, if say the lady or the man isn't interested, start with massage, start with simple things, start working up on it, and just say, I need this. This is important to me. Look, even if we can't, there are other things we can do instead of the full intimate act. And,
yeah.
you know, work on what you're interested in. The thing about dressing up, people think that's all in the head. It is all in the head, but it works.
Yeah.
If you dress up and bring a bit of excitement and put on romantic music and have a glass of wine.
Yeah, so experiment and make it different, I suppose. Yeah. Do different things.
Absolutely. You have to work. It's not going to, nothing works unless you work on it.
Okay.
Don't expect a relationship to work if you're not putting in the time.
Right. Okay. Well, look, sadly, the bad news, by the way, for everybody who's married out there, according to the Daily Mail recently, only one in five marriages and relationships will last more than 25 years, which is shocking. Which is sad, which means you'll all end up looking for somebody else probably when you get to the middle of your life somewhere. At least 80%
of you. We're living longer than ever, Niall.
Yeah, we are. And we're living healthier than ever. Yeah.
And back at 50 years ago, you would have been dead at 50, you know, or 60. And, you know, you would have been dead. But now you say, do you know what? I'm still flipping young. I've still got so much in me. Go for it. Life is too short. And there's nothing better than the feeling of love.
Well, Sharon, look, you've been matching people up for a very long time. And I've spoken to you so many times. And if
Thank you.
To go on to thematchmaker.ie, you can have a look on there. But go to our Facebook page as well. Have a look at the 21-day challenge as well. Sharon, thank you very much indeed for all the advice. I could read out questions here all day to you.
Happy New Year. Send them on to me and I'll answer them directly with the person if you like.
Okay.
Thanks a million.
All right, Sharon.
Happy New Year to you and yours.
All right, there you go. Sharon Kenny, who I'm sure we'll probably get to talk to again before Valentine's Day, because I'm pretty sure you'll all be having your love questions before Valentine's Day.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic.